Our first feature this week introduces the amazing story of the Norwich Milk Boy. It was written by Derek James and will be read for us by Maggie Secker.
The boy they called Little Jack became a superstar of his day, and now his story is finally told. He was known across the land as the Norwich Milk Boy, but mystery surrounded this Lakenham lad who thousands of people loved watching in action. Now, thanks to local author Dale Wiseman, we can learn all about John Brighton and his life, the good times and the bad times. He was an English pedestrian who became a national champion at three distances. His new book, that's John Dale Wiseman, The Norwich Milk Boy, tells the story of this sporting hero who was born in 1832, died in 1896, and is buried in a pauper's grave in Manchester. Born in Norfolk, his mother Patience was unmarried, so he may not have known his father. 2 years later, she married John Wyatt, and the family moved to Lakenham from the Barrack Street area of Norwich. The family lived at 21 Row, not far from the newly built Lakenham Mill, and John, known as Young Jack, got a job at Tuxwood Dairy Farm, which was situated where the Hewitt School stands today. Dale explains this was a large dairy farm run by Mr. Clark, and it was here that John first learnt that by running alongside the milk horse and cart, he had good energy, and before long he was showing the horse a clean pair of heels. It's not known where John met James Mace, born in Beeston in 1831, or Robert Bunn, born in Norfolk in 1826. It may have been the Cricketer's Arms on Red Lion Street in Norwich, which was owned by George Figg, the cricketer. These were the days when Victorian pedestrianism was a popular 19th century sport involving long-distance competitive walking and running events, which attracted large crowds and heavy betting. Robert was already taking part as a pedestrian. It is thought that John, James, Robert and George would encourage each other to take part in various events, and many of you will know that James, better known as Jem, became one of the first global sporting heroes and a world-famous boxing champion. A real tough guy. Young John, with help from his three friends, took part in a one-mile race against a local lad, Brush Sherman, on Earlham Road in Norwich, and won. It was the beginning of a life which brought him fame and fortune and took him across the world. He travelled the length and breadth of this country, competing in a range of distances which included 4, 6, and 10 mile events. By 1862, John was an English champion of all three distances. The crowds loved him. He became rich and famous and was known and loved as the Norwich Milk Boy for the rest of his life. Dale explains that John became part of the Deerfoot Troop in 1862. Deerfoot had travelled over from North America to challenge the English pedestrians the previous year and became a sensation across this country. John and Deerfoot competed on many occasions, breaking world records and winning many events and awards. He also made two appearances at Newmarket Road Cricket Ground, owned by his friend George Figg. Brighton would later travel to New York with his lifetime friend Jem Mace when both were part of the team that supported the Maori boxer Herbert Slade when he was defeated by John Sullivan at Madison Square Gardens in 1883, says Dale. He then lived the latter part of his life in Manchester, working as a groundsman trainer. He worked for the original Manchester football clubs, City and United, and was around in the formative years of two of the biggest teams in the world today. John Brighton died in 1896, and despite his early wealth, is buried in a pauper's grave just 100 yards from the resting place of L.S. Lowry at Southern Cemetery in South Manchester, said Dale, who has great support from members of his family. I hope little Jack as John was known as a boy, would have enjoyed this modern-day attention in the same way as he did during his prime, when he was finishing ahead of Deerfoot, becoming four-mile English champion, or on his many return visits to Norwich, when he was seen as a superstar of his day, said Dale. The Life and Times of John Brighton is available at £14 plus post and packaging from Dale at dalewiseman1@icloud.com.
Thank you, Maggie.